Set me up with an alley-oop, bitch.
Next time on Please Cop.
Hey guys, it's Donnelly. Yo, you are right. They Live is probably one of the best movies ever. Roddy Piper, the shit. As well as Robin Big, that's the awesomest show ever. Season 1, great. Season 2, pretty sick. Ben, much props for that shit. Just wanted to call in and tell you that much. Dope cheese. Bye. And I forgot to say, if you check your wonderful website that you have there for the Frosties or whatever, Joe, your name is totally on the winner's circle. If you look in there, there's a map, and if you click York, you could find your name on a list. That's freaking serious, because now Wendy is going to come and track your ass down. Watch out, that bitch is crazy. Dope cheese.
I feel pretty funky.
Why?
We just had McDonald's, and I think I feel like my head's no longer attached to my body.
Really?
You ever get that feeling?
No, maybe you were drugged at McDonald's.
Is it possible?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think I've ever been drugged.
Yeah?
How?
You've been drugged at, like, the doctor's, right?
Yes.
What'd you take? What'd they give you?
You know what? I don't remember.
Was it a double cheeseburger and fries? Because that's what I had.
Yeah, it could have been that.
Oh, no.
You are dead.
I can't operate heavy machinery. Guess peeing's out of the question.
Oh, good one.
Oh, it's Saturday.
It is.
A real Saturday show.
Yes. Wait, last one we didn't do a Saturday?
It was, but...
Oh, you're weird.
Yeah, sorry, I'm drugged.
Thank you, Donnelly, for those awesome voicemails. He's totally right. They Live, Robin Big, great things in the world.
Maybe They Live. Maybe a little Roddy Piper action.
Did you even give Robin Big a chance? Let me just tell you about that show.
All right, let me hear about it.
It's about this famous skateboarder, right?
First of all, you're ridiculous.
What?
You just said famous skateboarder.
Yeah, he's famous. Like, people know him. Famous guy.
Oh, it's Tony Hawk's show.
No!
Oh.
Sorry if you're hearing lawnmowers in the background. It's hot, and I have to open my window. Famous skateboarder named Rob. Right? And he's sick and tired. He was sick and tired of, like, going to, like parks and stuff, and he's skating, and the security guards would be like, sorry, you can't skate here. Can't skate here. It's not allowed. So...
If he was so famous, they'd let him skate.
He hires this bodyguard named Big. Big Black. You know why they call him Big Black?
Because he's a big fan of that Tom Hanks movie.
No. He's big. I'm gonna close that window. He's big, and guess what? He's black.
Well, that's a clever nickname, if I ever heard one. It's like calling somebody who's fat, fat.
Well, would you want him to call, like, Big Nectarine?
Oh, my goodness.
Did I just drop the N-bomb?
You did. You called for it.
The Nectarine bomb?
You called for the Nectarine bomb.
No. He's a big black guy. He's a really cool guy.
Right, that doesn't sound like a good show.
So he hires this big black dude named Big Black to protect him from the other security guards.
Alright, I'm waiting for when the good part of the show comes.
Mini horse. You ready for a mini horse?
It's one just episode. Add,
no. They bought the mini horse. It's their pet now. Named Minnie.
Don't you think that's kind of stupid? They're buying... Mini horses? I mean, look at this horse.
I'm serious, man. You gotta give it a shot.
I can't.
I taped one episode for you.
Thank you.
Because I got DVR now.
What?
It's like DV, and then there's an R at the end. DVR.
You are making stuff up as just whenever you feel like it.
The inventor of DVR called up.
Oh, no.
He left us a voicemail.
Alright, let's play it.
He's kind of pissed at you.
Really?
Because you don't own a DVR yet.
I don't. Oh man, what does he say about me?
Yeah, you'll hear this. Listen to this.
Joe, Ben, I heard you got the DVR, Ben. This is, Ron. Sorry guys, my phone messed up. I called you again. This is Ron Chivo. I invented DVR, TiVo, and all the other contraptions that go along with your TV. Joe, I heard you did not get the DVR system yet. Please go to the Optimum store. It's right next to the Home Depot in Freeport. Please go there. All you gotta do is pay like $5. That's all. It's all I'm asking for my new, improved DVR system. If you don't want that, get TiVo. I almost named it after myself, but I was like, TiVo. No, TiVo sounds better. So get the TiVo if you want that. It's cool. You guys catch Robin Big? I love that show. Dope G's. TiVo, out.
Ron TiVo is pissed at you.
He didn't sound very pissed.
Well, he wants you to get it. I think he's gonna... He might call up again. He might get even pissed.
Yeah.
Pisseder.
You get most pissed?
Like most deaf?
Is he the best?
Most deaf?
Yeah.
He's the most deaf. I don't know if
Can
he's
he
the
hear
best.
Anything?
Probably. He was in that great movie, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I've seen that so many
times. No, you haven't. Let me read you a little letter we got. A letter we got in the mail. Dear Ben and Joe, somehow I stumbled onto your Y-E-R?
Mm-hmm. It's like old English.
Okay. Your blogs the other night, and I saw your buttons, among other ridiculous things. And I thought, hey, I'd pay a dollar for that. So here I am, writing what I hope is a nice little note, and asking for some buttons. I saw that you have both robot buttons. I do a comic called Robot Comics. I don't know if you know about them.
Robot what?
Comics. And cupcake buttons.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Our logo.
That's our show logo.
Yeah. Could I please get both? I will be most grateful. I hope you're having a wonderful day and that you keep up the crazy blogs, especially the vidcasts.
I am having a wonderful day.
Awesome. XO, Dana Jill.
Is it two people or?
I'm gonna say it's one person because like it's Dana, Jill. It's not Dana and Jill. So Dana, thank you for the self-addressed envelope with 3 U.S. stamps.
That's a lot of stamps.
She's from Seattle, Washington.
Your cat is attacking me.
Throw him. Poor kid.
Speaking of cat throwing. Eric and I,
oh,
boy.
Get you.
Go to the next voicemail. Alright.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. My name is Mike Mormon. I work at the gravesite in your town, Baldwin. I am sick of you two bitches coming by and doing the zombie dance. Listen, digging a hole takes a lot of fucking work. Alright? So, you better think about it before you come and zombie dance by my graves.
Do you like nuts? Seriously.
Well, I think mom does.
Oh, God.
But I like...
Peanuts or cashews?
I like cashews.
More than peanuts? Salted peanuts. You don't like that better than salted cashews?
Salted cashews are good.
Honey roasted peanuts.
Chocolate covered cashews.
I don't know.
What?
They're good and all, but... Sorry, peanuts.
Dude, peanuts. What planet are you from? First of all,
Earth.
The peanut...
Welcome to it.
First of all, the peanut...
Yeah?
It's not even a pea or a nut.
It's a nut.
It's not a nut. Look it up in the dictionary.
What is it, then?
I don't know. I learned it from that talking robot I had as a little kid. That's right. I had a talking robot.
Rob?
Right? It wasn't Rob. I forget his name.
Teddy Ruxpin? He wasn't really a robot.
Shut up. Teddy Ruxpin sucked.
He was a beer.
Beer. I'm Denny Ruxpin. Let me read you a story.
You probably read really shitty stories, too.
Teddy Ruxpin? Yeah, they're all about him. What an egotistical bastard. You don't need parents anymore, because I can read to you. He was the devil. I didn't have one, but my cousins did. I used to slap it.
Now, when you held his mouth, did he, like... No, that's that other doll. There's that doll, Bubba. Remember Bubba?
No, I don't remember Bubba. Bill Clinton?
No.
Is it a Bill Clinton doll?
Mm. It was cool, though.
And you held its mouth and it didn't talk?
No.
Oh, yeah, I remember the commercials for that.
You had, like, a southern accent.
Do you remember the commercials for Creepy Crawlers? Where
Creepy Crawlers!
That's the one. And, like, they'd put the little rubbery spider in, like, the sister's book. And she'd go, ah! Like
Creepy Crawlers!
I don't think there's anything scary about that.
Every time, like... Someone gets scared by it, you hear that.
Yeah.
Creepy
crawlers. And it scared the dad so much his wig flew off.
Yeah, wigs. Speaking of old things, like creepy crawlers.
Right.
I just got a cable box, as you know, DVR.
Yeah, whatever.
But not in my room. I got a regular cable box in my room.
All right. Sorry. Slap it out.
Nicktoons Network Gas. Nick Gas.
Right.
You heard of this?
I've heard of this channel.
I think it's one of my favorite channels.
You're jacked about Nick Gas?
I love Nick Gas.
What's your favorite show?
Legends.
Of the Hidden Temple?
Yeah, I call it Legends. I like Legends and I like...
Come on.
Nick Arcade.
I was going to say, Nick Arcade.
Yeah.
What was the name of that guy from Nick Arcade?
We talked about this before. Phil, I
think. Phil. He called up.
What? Phil called up?
He called the show.
I'll slap you, bitch.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he was pissed.
What is he so pissed about?
You know that other show we love? Wild and Crazy Kids?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Well, Wild and Crazy Kids?
Yeah. Wild.
He fucking hates everyone on that show.
I love all the people on it. Well, except for Donnie. Donnie Jeffco can go suck a cock. I hate that guy.
Good. I hate him too.
Donnie Jeffco.
Omar Gooding.
Blows. Yes.
He rocks. Love Omar. Annette Chavez.
Love. Rocks. She's my favorite.
What about the other chick? I'm alright with her.
What was her name?
Amelia Bedelia.
Jessica Gaines.
Wow, good knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was okay.
Yeah, well, she's a redhead. She's cool.
Yeah, she's cool. It's just Donnie ruined everything.
Donnie sucked.
Cock, apparently, is what you're saying.
He did. That man sucked a mean cock.
I wish you could go back in time. Get on that show. Right? Imagine, like, they're playing a game, like, some...
Way to suck a cock, Donnie!
You play some weird, like, you gotta spin around and run a relay race game, right. And you walk up to Donnie and he's like, go suck our cock, Donnie Jeffcoat.
What kind of name is that, anyway?
It's horrible.
Jeffcoat.
Omar Gooding, first of all, what a family lineage he has.
He does.
Cuba Gooding.
Cuba. This is bro.
All of Cuba is his bro.
Do you remember the one in the mall that they did?
That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah. Actually, the opening, the Wild and Crazy Kids, you see Donnie at the mall.
Right.
Grabbing stuff at the table.
Grabbing ass.
Yeah, I love that show.
That was a great show. Did you ever see the one where they went to Universal Studios California?
With the stunt show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was...
What stunt show was that? That wasn't Lethal... No.
Was it Lethal Weapon? Beverly Hills Cop or...
Something
that. Weird. Like...
Yeah, they drove on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to shoot down helicopters and shit. That's awesome.
Now, come on, what other kids show could you do that?
Never. Nick Arcade, I've been watching that.
Okay.
I only caught, like, one episode of it. But Legends is always on.
Yeah, I think that's the most played on Gas.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? This new Double Dare 2000?
Bullshit. That guy could go suck a cock.
He probably... Donnie's probably underneath that desk.
Now, you were saying to me earlier, yesterday maybe, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
That kid is related to Kevin Arnold?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Fred Savage.
I was a little mixed up. It's actually Randy Fred Savage.
Oh.
We got a voicemail.
We did?
We did. Let's play it.
I'll slap you, bitch.
Angry, angry man.
What's with all these angry people today?
I had no idea.
That's Savage family, let me tell you.
Crazy.
I mean, you got Fred, you got Randy,
mm-hmm.
You got Mookie Savage.
Mookie Savage.
Yeah, that's what Mookie Wilson. Wilson's not his real name. Savage.
Oh, it's really Mookie Savage.
Didn't you see in baseball games he'd go, oh yeah, and give like an elbow drop to the opposing team?
I did not see that.
He could just elbow drop anything. Speaking of which, I think I figured out what that Macho Man, you're the man now dog thing is.
What?
I think Macho Man.
Right.
He's bringing down the towers with his elbow smash.
Oh my god.
I don't think he's jumping off of them. I think he's knocking them down.
Wow.
Yeah, either way, mates, it was funny.
That's crazy.
And that was a little update from two shows ago.
Two shows ago?
I think so.
I think it was like three shows ago.
I like giving little updates.
Hmm. Any news for you?
You said you had big news. Was it the letter we got?
Yeah.
Did we read that?
Yeah, we read that.
Yeah, or did?
Okay. Yeah, we read it. Thank you, Dana Jill.
Dana Jill is getting some buttons in the mail.
Yep, a bunch.
Because she sent us from Walla Walla, Washington.
No, Seattle.
Oh. Seattle.
You too can get your iHeart Snacks buttons. by sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to Ben and Joe, 207 Woodland Estates Drive, Baldwin, New York, 11510, United States.
Right. And you can also call us at 718-304-7856.
Yeah, maybe you can call us and leave a funny voicemail.
Right.
Or something.
You know, or whatever, maybe.
Yeah, we won't answer the phone. We don't answer the phone.
Yeah, there's no one that answers, so don't worry.
It's just that voicemail.
So maybe you even want to call and give your own little movie review. Maybe you saw a movie we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, like Ratatouille.
Sneak preview tonight. Are you going? No. Are you going to go to the sneak preview?
Maybe.
You can sneak in. That's what it means.
Oh,
you don't have
really?
To pay.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going.
You just go up, you run up to the guy who takes your ticket.
Yeah.
And you slap him in the face.
You go.
Right.
I'll slap you, bitch! Like that? Like that?
Just like that.
Oh, okay.
Then when, like, he's like, what the hell? You just run by him. You sit in the theater, and what's he gonna do? Come in and get you?
Probably.
Call the authorities?
Yeah.
What? Come on.
Probably do one of those.
There's a rule. It was written many years ago. It's like movie theater lore that if you slap the ticket guy and say what you just said,
right,
and you run in, if they don't catch you in 20 seconds, you're free. It's 20-second rule.
20-second rule, huh?
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
It works at the bank. It works at McDonald's. I am feeling that McDonald's. It is moving down my digestive system.
Really?
Yeah. It was stuck like here. Can something get stuck here without you choking?
Where are you pointing?
So towards my chest.
Yeah. I think it can.
Hate McDonald's.
All right, that's it for today's show.
Doing a short porch?
Yeah, short porch. But we're going to be filming for
right.
a vidcast. It might be out tonight, it might not.
There's going to be a vodcast coming out, and this one may be electrified.
A vodcast.
Yeah, remember? Jana?
Right, vodcast.
Yeah, vodcast. Thanks, Jana.
Yeah.
So you know how to email us by now.
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm looking for an apartment.
Facebook us.
If anyone knows...
Okay.
Where I could live, alright?
And you can MySpace us at myspace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
Right. There may be a party this summer for the iHeartSnacks team.
Okay?
There may be a party.
Oh, what, your new apartment?
At the new joint.
That'd be awesome. Invite all our fans.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can handle it, but
that'd
I think
cool.
if I get like 3 or 4 chairs, then we can yeah. probably have everybody there.
Awesome.
Alright.
Cool.
So,
we do a live show.
I want to do a live show in the worst way.
That'd be awesome.
All right, we're playing this
That'd
out.
That'd be awesome.
We're playing this out right now.
Go suck a cock!
Donnie Jeffcoat.